We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. It's a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though I will and like to suck on balls. Teabag me all day, every day. My guest today is so funny. I'm so happy she's here. She's written for Chamberlain Heights. Is that the way I say it?
It's Legend of Chamberlain Heights.
Legend of Chamberlain
Don't
Heights.
Don't lose the legend that shows
the
out on the air.
The soul man. She is the voice of black people.
You've
written for Portlandia, or you were on Portlandia?
Both.
Both. Double dipping. Megan Neringer. Do-do-do-do-do.
I am clapping for myself. Thank you. Thank you.
I love that you clapped for yourself. Megan, I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy
it's
to be here.
It's a real treat. I adore you. I think you are so funny, and I think you're so pretty.
Oh, my God. This is such a mutual appreciation moment for us because I'm obsessed with you. I think you know that. I'm just like, I am obsessed. I asked you to do my makeup. I literally DM'd you, and I was like, will you just make me
you? And I was like,
you?
I don't have those colors. But when I first started doing improv, I think you were on Law. No,
probably
Law Firm, maybe.
Yeah, let's not date me too much. So let's just say
okay.
Law Firm. The last.
So
team.
You were on a Herald team, which is an improv team at UCB, and you were one of few women. It was back in the day when there was one or two women per 8-person team, and you were just you weren't loud to be funny. Like you were funny. Like, you didn't have to scream over anybody, but, like, your points were made, and I was like, wow, what a fun way to do comedy.
Oh, my God.
Where, like, she says things and people respect it because it was so funny. So, like, when I improvise, I would try sometimes to be like, you don't have to be the loudest person in the scene. You can just be cunning and smart and get your point across without being overbearing. So that was very nice to watch and learn from you.
Nicole, you're making me sweat. This compliment is meaning so much to me that I'm in a full, I'm soaking wet. It's a full body. You've soaked me with that compliment.
And
thank
that
you.
Is a compliment for me because I love soaking people.
Oh my God. Truly, squish, squash, squishy.
We're just squishing around.
This chair is now a swamp.
Soaking wet about
that's so
this.
Kind. Yeah, well, I just didn't have the vocal cords to be loud. I had to do it that way. I never had vocal training, and my voice does not carry, really. It's mostly, like, cunty. So, like, I don't have, like, a loud voice, just, like, a little cunty voice, so.
That's a funny way to describe your voice. My voice is just cunty.
That's truly how I've always felt about it because it has authority, but it's a house of cards. Like, it could crumble so easily. All my authority and confidence is just like, boom, it's just, it's Jenga on the last thing.
I feel like most women are Jenga, where you're like, I'm here and I am confident. And then someone says something, and you're like, well, I guess I die now.
Yeah, you fully found my, that little like Achilles heel, which I'm covered in. Mm-hmm. And now, yeah, I've just crumbled. So.
Are you single right now?
I feel like I'm always single because the relationships I'm in are tenuous at best.
That's a good SAT word. Some of our listeners, including myself, may not know what that means. What does tenuous mean?
It means it's not solid.
Ah, okay.
They're, you know, hanging on by just a teeny tiny thread, and they're not generally monogamous.
Okay.
So, yeah, which is a bummer to me because I like monogamy, but I also really love men who are not into monogamy.
Fair. And is it a thing that you discover later, or is it a thing up front that's established that it's,
I think they're if I'm being truly honest, they're letting me know pretty quickly. I'm like throwing myself after these kind of like sexy narcissistic alphas, and then I'm like, I'm gonna rein this, you know, wild stallion in.
That's always,
and I do not,
my thought.
Yeah.
I like men who don't like me back, but show me a kernel of interest, and then my brain goes, kernels pop. And they become popcorn. So we can make popcorn if you just stick on it hard enough and long enough.
And that's you thinking that popcorn is nutrition and it can actually keep you alive. And not even popcorn can keep you alive. So why would even a kernel turning into popcorn be okay?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think in therapy, my therapist, Mary, she had me read this thing called The Mother of All Questions, which is very interesting. And it's a woman who is giving a speech about, Sylvia Plath. And people were very interested in, like, her marital status and, like, not having kids or whatever. And, like, when they were asking her questions. And she was like, I don't, that's not a question I ever need to answer. And then she just wrote about the way that, not to deflect, but, like, why a society is so interested in women being in relationships and being married when you don't need to be. Because Mary says, women need men like a fish needs a bicycle. I think that's what she said, but I might be.
I think that's what Bono said.
Oh, really?
It is actually a U2 lyric, because I remember hearing that.
I can't believe my therapist is quoting U2 to me.
I think it is this old thing. I don't know that Bono, I don't know if he made it up or heard it from his therapist, but somebody said a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
I hope it's therapist talking and not my therapist really loving that free U2 album we got a couple years ago. And
she's like, this is a good nugget that even though I charged Nicole an arm and a leg, I'm just going to throw this.
I'm just going to tell her this. Maybe she'll get into U2. Maybe it'll be good for her. And I think just society being like, we need partners, makes you go, this shitty man will be okay because I need a partner.
Well, because in my therapy, and now I'm deep in it, I've been in it for a long time, but I'm only in the last year am I like, oh, like I'm going to like a women's group and I'm in like, I'm really doing hardcore work on like intimacy and attachment stuff. And, it's not your fault that you think you need – it's not just society. It's that our parents and the ways that they completely let us down creates, you know, attachment addictions and disorders. Ah. So, like, yeah, I – you know, my life is pretty functional without men, but it's overridden by, like, familial trauma. That makes me think like, oh, I can fix all this like pain and stuff I didn't get from my parents with a, you know, romantic other. You know, and it's not just heterosexual. It's just like anybody who had like fucked up parenting is going to – and there's been a million books about this, so it's not like I'm – but like you're going to be attracted to what you didn't get from your parents.
Yes, and I just uncovered that with Mary literally last week because I don't really like – touch. I can hug people. That's great. But like, I was on a date with someone and he touched my hand and I may have talked about this already, but like I felt myself pull away and I was like, why are you doing this? You're A, attracted to this person. B, you're probably going to sleep with them. so why is it different now? And I was explaining this to Mary, and she said, well, did your father touch you? Not in a sexy way, but like, did he hug you or whatever? Right. And I said, no, not really. And she was like, well, that might be part of it. And then we like talked a little bit more. And my sister is, she's always been thin. I've always been fat. She's always been very studious. I've always had ADD and was like, what's a book? And my dad, I won't say liked her more, but it seemed as if he was just like, it felt like he always to me was like, she's doing what you should be doing. She's right. You're wrong. So then I spent a long time trying to be what I thought he wanted me to be. And then rubbing up against it, being like, I won't. I'll go hard mm-hmm. in the other way. And Mary was like, this like touch from men is stemming from your dad. And I was like, oh my God. Here I thought I had zero daddy issues, and I probably have more than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my good. I mean, so much to unpack right there. First mm-hmm. of all, every parent does have a favorite if there's multiple children. It sucks to admit.
Yes,
they're not allowed
true.
To admit it. But in my family, I have a brother, and it was my one of my brothers was my mother's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And not only was he the favorite, but he was like beloved,
mm-hmm.
could do no wrong, and I could do no right.
That's and how it felt yeah. in my house.
So I have a glorious combination, fellas, of mommy and daddy issues. So, but yeah, I mean, also, in your defense.
I just discovered something.
What?
I attach myself to women because I attached myself to my mother.
Yes.
I was a true mummy's girl. It was to the point where, like, my dad would be like, get out of our bed! And I was like, but I need more cuddles from mommy! Also, they had no alone time. I loved knocking on that door when it was locked.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, no wonder your dad was like, I don't like, you're a cock blocker. He would have had, like, three more kids. You could have been, like, filled with siblings.
That's why he didn't like me. He was like, she's really blocking this game.
Yeah. No, truly. Your dad had blue balls because of you.
Constantly. Because I was like, excuse me. Is something fun happening in there?
I smell pheromones. Time for me to wedge myself
like
in between
come
it.
In.
Well, yeah. But also, in your defense, I don't know what number date this was, but being touched romantically on a first date mm-hmm. potentially is weird.
It was a first date.
Yeah.
And it was jarring. I was like, oh. But also, like, kissing a man to greet him feels jarring. And I never know when you should do it.
Like, on a date?
So, like, if you go on multiple dates with someone, when do you start kissing them hello?
Oh, like on the mouth? Or
yes.
On
yes, on the mouth.
Okay, well, I don't. Well, something that I realized with my therapist is that the reason I stay in toxic relationships mm-hmm. way past their expiration date is because I have so much dating anxiety that I'd rather stay with this devil that I know than put myself out there and meet new available men.
Mm-hmm.
So I stay because dating actually gives me like horrible anxiety. And that mm-hmm. kind of question is part of it, of like, how am I supposed to get to know somebody or be mm-hmm. vulnerable or – and I'm really working on that, and now I have, like, a nice, light curiosity, as I don't date, but eventually I will. But, mm-hmm. Like, I had this thing where I thought I would never kiss on the first date at all.
Oh.
Like, I wouldn't make out with any guys on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that meant that I had no sex issues and that I wasn't promiscuous and it made me mm-hmm. not slutty, which is, like, such a lie because I would sleep with people. In my head, I thought, oh, I've waited till, like, the fourth date or, like, mm-hmm. we've hung out for, like, 3 weeks. So I know this – and, like, that's still not enough time to know somebody mm-hmm. and get intimate and then suddenly make a relationship out of something. So, yeah, all of those kinds of questions do give me anxiety. And weird attraction can make you answer that question differently. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're going to sleep with somebody on the first date if you're like, oh, fucking, this guy's hot. I'm into this.
Sometimes
I'll make excuses.
You sleep with them to shut them up. You've been very annoying for the last 2 hours. Maybe if we have sex, you'll shut up and make me come.
Oh, my God. See, Nicole, this is how we're, like, so different. How do you get physically intimate with somebody that you who you don't even know? I've never been able to do that.
Oh,
and I love sex, but I
can literally sleep with someone after a handshake.
Wait, I can't even kiss somebody who I like.
Really?
Because, oh, I have like a full meltdown, and then it's a game of like cat and mouse where I'm like, I want you to kiss me, but I can't let you. Like, I have a full nervous breakdown.
I think it might be because I'm like, I want this man to touch me, like from my little daddy issues.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want him to kiss me. I want him to like me. I went on a couple dates with this person, and it's been a couple weeks, and I think he likes me. I don't know. I keep asking the internet. I've literally typed into Google, how do you know when a man likes you? Which seems like an insane thing to Google because it's a full sentence, but it brought me thousands of articles.
I've definitely Googled that.
Thousands.
Whatever you do, as long as it's not a Yahoo answer, you're in good hands. That's how I read the internet. It's an okay answer as long as it's not Yahoo answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Yahoo answers, they're always misspelled. They're pretty misogynistic. Oh, and they give you bad information.
Do you ever go on Quora?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, I love Quora. That's where
great.
I get all my relationship advice.
That's where my little hole left me. And then I was... So, two things that I found. One was... you may like a man, but you're probably one of six people he's dating. On average, men date six women who are on apps. And I was floored. I almost fell down and cried and died.
I have a lump in my throat right now, and I'm feeling like panic.
Isn't that crazy?
So upsetting.
How do you have time to date six people?
Well, because they're not really dating them. They're,
I guess,
sexting and then fucking.
Yeah, I guess so. But it just seems exhausting. Like, I am dating two people right now. That's kind of fun. It is, but also it's exhausting.
So I guess my question is, the one you like is the one you Googled about. How do you know if he likes you?
Yes.
And how many dates have you been on with him?
Two.
Slept with him?
Yes.
First date, second date?
First date, baby.
Before we go on this date, let's fuck, get it out of the way, and then let's go get dinner.
And then we'll do the date.
Okay. That is so wild. I have so many questions about how that works.
Sure.
What's making you not know if he likes you?
Because I've slept with people who I'm like, oh, they definitely like me. And then... come to like 2 weeks later, you're like, oh no, they definitely didn't like me. Something has shifted. Something has changed. So also, I was Googling, he said this in a text. What does that mean? And one of the things I Googled was stupid. He said, I'm looking forward to it. And I was like, but does that really mean he's looking forward to it?
Oh, no.
But there were several articles that were like, yes, if he says he's looking forward to it, it genuinely means he's looking forward to it. So there are, I don't know, millions of women out there just copying and pasting text messages into Google search engines. And there are answers for you. I screenshot a couple of the things I Googled. Let me find them.
It is a sad state of affairs that people... before we got on, I was saying that I think the Midwest is highly passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. But it's like we're in a dating era where everything is passive aggressive. Nobody's direct.
Yes.
It's really hard. Like everybody wants to be some like magical mind reader rather than just say and be honest.
Yes.
It is like super fucked up. It's just sort of like, what would it take to just be like, I like you. I'm excited to see you again. Or I'm looking for, well, I guess.
But then that's also so scary because what if they're not excited to see you again?
But
then again, it's, I guess you should, it would be nice to just know.
Yeah. And also being truthful about how you feel doesn't make you a loser.
Mm-hmm.
saying like, oh, I liked this person and I let them know. And then they were like, thirsty bitch. Like what? What? Like that? You think you're gonna get punished for being?
She's just friendly, and she was letting me know that she liked me.
Yeah, like I don't understand why we think being authentic somehow makes you like a super loser, but we are.
I think it's movies, like you know, like a manic pixie dream girl, where he's like, "I like you," and she's like, "And I like rainbows," and he's like, "She's mysterious."
Yeah.
I think it's been ruined.
Well, true. I mean. Mystery is erotic because finding out the test results is not.
Yeah.
So, like, I get that, but I don't know. I do think, like, My adrenals can't handle games anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't – I don't have it in me now to be so anxious about everything. Like, I take CBD. Like, I can't be high anxiety anymore. So that kind of game playing, like, I just – I don't know that I'm capable of doing it the next time I really date. What apps are you on?
Ugh, all of them.
Right, yeah.
Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Raya, OkCupid. I was on Coffee Meets Bagel, but it really made me angry. You have to collect beans and then spend them on people. And that's a stupid sentence that someone said in a room and then they made that part of the app.
Yeah.
Then I'm on Woo Plus, which is for fat people. And then another one for little fatties called
I wish it was
Buster.
I wish it was called Little Fatties.
Where'd you guys meet? Oh, just this app called Little Fatties.
Oh my God. If there was Little Fatties, I would try to get on that app. Just like there's like non-Jews who are on J-Date.
You're like, I'm the little part of the fatties.
Yeah. I like Little Fatties.
I found an article that was, I don't know what I Googled to get here, but there was multiple articles about women being like, I weigh more than my boyfriend. And here are the obstacles I overcame, and I had never thought of it till I read these articles or these op-eds or whatever you want to call them. And I was floored by how insecure people are when they're in relationships.
Yeah.
I guess I thought I would get in a relationship and then all of it would go away. I'd be like, good, got him.
I'm fixed. Well, I have this joke about whenever somebody gets engaged, the first thing you should scream is, I matter. Because like suddenly like you're fixed and you've been like now you're vetted in society. Like somebody wants to do that. Like and it is sort of that thing of like you think the relationship is going to I keep making everything serious and not funny. But
it's fine.
But yeah, like the relationship's not going to suddenly make you not insecure. But it also is funny. The other part of that is to be introduced to a new insecurity because of the internet where you were like, I didn't think that it would be a big deal. But now that I see that tons of women are so upset about this thing, should I now be neurotic about that?
And it was pictures of women who were smaller than me, like size 12, 14s, who are like barely fat. And I was like, well, if they're self-conscious with their partner, maybe I should. And that's an insane thought to be like, oh, maybe that's something I should worry about. But then I have to come back to, if he's sleeping with you, it's because he likes your body. He likes what he's seeing.
Also, like,
then I found another article that was like, men will sleep with anything.
Well, right. The thing is, like, we think that, like, there is, you know, on the spectrum of let's generalize about men, there is, it's just like, they'll just fucking do anything with anyone. And that is, to a degree, like a horny man, like kind of the majority. If your hygiene and your grooming is good. So I feel like for men, like the tier of like what they will sleep with is age before looks. It's just like youthful. They like youth and then like good hygiene. Just like look clean, look put together, look like you like don't have like you don't like smell like pig pen. And then like the rest of it is like they're just like
like whatever.
And it's funny because, you know, I exist with my thin body in a world of thin privilege, and like I totally have it, but I'll
thank you for knowing that.
Oh, I fully know it, and what I'm about to say is going to now make you like maybe rage angry, but like it fucking sucks too because with Instagram and now like Kardashian bodies, those kind of bodies that I will never have. Like I will never have big titties. I will never have wide curvy hips.
You could buy all that. Although, I'll tell you this, Megan, I think you would look insane.
Well, yeah, I've done the Facetune. I know what I look like. I look insanely hot. I want it. I fucking want, like, like juicy, thick thighs. And, like, I want it. And while I spent all my youth, even being thin, thinking, like, it's not good enough, like, something is wrong. Now I'm like, oh, fuck, men like thick women, and I can never be a thick woman. And now I'm ugly. I'm scrawny.
Oh, no.
I mean, because what I'm saying is size,
I completely understand.
There's just truly no winning in being an objectified woman. There's just no win, so why?
No, there isn't. And I've never thought of it in that aspect that it's like, oh, now I'm scrawny because men like thick women. And it's very interesting because it goes in trends, because in the 90s it was like heroin chic, which is an insane sentence. Heroin chic. that was like a goal for people to look so emaciated that people had to wonder if they were on drugs.
This woman looks like she's close to death. I gotta get in that.
Gotta fuck her to see if I can break all the bones.
My cum will bring her back to life.
It's my life juice.
Yeah.
That like in the 90s, that was good. And then towards the end of the 90s, it was like big old titties. And then now we're at like everything is voluptuous except for your waist. Mm-hmm. Your waist is teeny tiny. Your titties are very big and your hips are very big. And I wonder what the next trend will be.
I hope it's like menopausal thinning. I hope like in the next 20 years, it's like we love menopausal women who with like their butt is flattening and their waist is thickening and their hair is thinning. Because
imagine women are just like, I have too much hair. They just want wispy wisps.
That would really work for me. That'd be great.
We have to take a break.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops, and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me. Okay. Hey, Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. And we're back, baby! What were you gonna say?
Oh, just that all of it is just we're under, like, the duress of the male gaze. Like, we're still we're still trying to perform for what men find, like, sexually attractive. And part of that's just biology, because we're just trying to remake the species over and over again. But the other part of it is, like, again, it's just, like, youth and, like, hygiene. And I do think, like, trend or no trend, like, men are just basically attracted to just, like, healthy women. And it's I do think, like, the size is a trend for fashion to make fools of us and to get us to spend our shekels on shit that doesn't matter. But, like, the rest of it's just, like, I think attraction, it's kind of, I don't think attraction is trendy. And I also think society won't let men admit that they are generally attracted to thicker women. More than thin.
Well, do you remember that man who loved his curvy wife?
I love that man who loves his curvy wife. Thank God he's in the ether to distract me from the rest of things.
I don't know how long I laughed about that. I still sometimes will think about that curvy wife and laugh because she's not.
She's a normal sized woman.
She's like literally, a size sorry for the word, like normal, but like
she's.
Well, average.
Average sized, yes.
Slightly smaller than average.
Yes.
And. It was, and his post was like, my friends would make fun of me for liking curvy women. I was like, who are these friends? Who are they?
Oh, yeah.
It's, I can't imagine a man looking at another man and being like, you fucking loser. You like big old titties and a body on a person.
Oh, I mean, the last person I dated, I came to find out he liked big women.
Oh.
Like, big women. And I was like, you have found the wrong size type for what
How
you're attracted to.
How did you find out that he liked big women?
He was cheating on me with big women.
This, oh my God, this is like this book called Jemima J that I'm literally obsessed with. So this woman, Jemima, loses a bunch of weight, and she meets this guy on the internet. She flies from England to L.A. He owns a gym. They're fucked. They're having a great time. Then she finds out that he's cheating on her with his assistant, Jenny, who's fat. Living the book.
Jemima Jay. I need to check it out. It's in my brain. Okay.
How big were these ladies?
Oh, they were, you know, I would say the fetish was plus-size models.
Wow.
Like
a curvy 16 or something.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, big, thick, big ass, big thighs, big titties.
That is so, I guess men are programmed to hide that they like bigger women, which is it's such a weird fucking thing.
Oh, and I had a ex, I remember, like, because I've always just pretty much been thin. Like, there's, I'm just not gonna be a big person. It's just not, my mom was like, and even that guy who was not monogamous with me, the other women that he was engaging with were much bigger than me. And he would say things like, you need to gain weight.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Megan!
Yes.
This sucks because truly this just confirms that no woman is enough. No woman is ever perfect, because I spent a long time growing up being like, well, if I was just a little smaller, if I was just, you know, thinner, a man will like me mm-hmm. and want me. And then I became sexually active and realized that, like, men will have sex with me. Men will go out with me. Yeah, it's just...
See, I know that there is thin privilege, but this idea that thin women are happier mm-hmm. is a lie.
Yeah, I'm
like in terms of being treated better or
happy.
Like no one, because just being a woman, fucking,
it's very hard. Yeah, that's so. Ugh,
thinness is so overrated, and I say that as a thin person, but it's the most overrated thing in the world. It truly is. It's mm-hmm. not like this is why. I mean. I think about you a lot because of your confidence. Like, you go on Instagram and you post this, like, so fat, so brave hashtag, right? you literally wear bikinis and put your body out there more than I ever have in my entire life. Like, I won't even go to, like, a Korean spa and get naked in front of other people because of, like,
I won't either
shyness and shame.
The only time I really like to be naked is if I'm fucking.
Well, yeah.
And so. No one's fucking you at a Korean spa. They're giving you facials. And that's not the facial I want when I'm naked.
No, but you have you have more body confidence than me, for sure. Oh my gosh, like,
and that to me is very strange.
But see, to me, it's not. It's society would say that's strange and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we've been programmed. But to me, I'm like, no, you love yourself more than I love myself,
mm-hmm.
and somewhere that programming is there. Like, no matter what society tells me. So you're like, I love myself. I'm not going to deny myself my pool, mm-hmm. this experience. But, like, you celebrate yourself in a way that I'm waiting till I'm, like, 90 to be like, well, I guess we look pretty good, Meg. We're hot. We have a hot – like, I can't bring myself to it.
Do you wear bikinis or do you wear one pieces?
I wear bikinis because my best asset is my abs, I guess best, which, you know, I naturally have nice tummy.
You also have a beautiful face, nice fingers, good legs, and good old titties and a great butt. Your whole package is one I wouldn't return.
Oh, my God, Nicole.
I wouldn't return to sender.
Full sweat again. Full damn sweat. No, but also, I don't know. My mom was so incredibly gorgeous, mm-hmm. like heartbreaking.
You look a lot like your mother.
Thank you. Very nice. But, like, my mom was mean to me.
Okay.
And I grew up looking so weird, and I did not. I was such a late bloomer, and mm-hmm. I did look a lot like my dad growing up, and I really look like both my parents mm-hmm. if you look at both their pictures. And my mom would sort of use as a weapon, like, you're your father. You look like your father. Like, you're your dad. Like, you look so much like dad's family
mm-hmm.
in a way that was meant to be an insult because her family was gorgeous, and mm-hmm. my father's family in a way that, you know, which is just the insult of a woman who was using weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I internalized that and I was like, I guess I'm not very attractive. I guess I'm ugly.
Aww.
Which is like, I know. And there's times when I definitely feel cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to pretend that I'm cute. This is a weird thing to admit on your part, but like, your Instagram is very inspirational for me because your confidence like makes me want to post a photo that like, I look cute today. And it like helps me self-esteem myself a little bit because I have so much trouble feeling that way. And I see yours and I'm like,
you're going to make me cry.
I see yours and I'm like, well, she loves herself so much.
The reason I do it is because I spent so much time hating my face, hating my body, hating my hair, hating how dark I was. And I would say it's weird. Moving to L.A. kind of – actually, no, not moving to – moving to L.A. is when I, like, really embraced my body. But, like, embracing my body and clothing and my face, just that this is the face I was going to have forever, happened around, like, 18.
Mm-hmm.
I started wearing very tight clothing, and I was working at Lane Bryant, which is a fat lady store, if you don't know.
I know.
And my – manager would always say, do you really think that's appropriate to wear? And at first I was like, oh, I guess it is like a little too tight and it's like showing off my rolls or whatever. But then I would just look at myself and be like, but I like how I look. I would rather wear something tighter than baggy because baggier would make me look bigger. And this is my body and I think I'm okay with it. And then I discovered makeup and like wigs and weaves. And I was like, I can add on to me. And then moving here is when I started going out in public without makeup, which was a huge step. I used to always have my face covered in some sort of concealer or something. And then I went to Palm Springs with Marcy Giroux, and I had only brought bikinis that I had bought like 2 years ago. And I said, Marcy, I only brought bikinis, and I'm going to take pictures, and I'm going to hashtag I'm very fat, very brave, because it's so brave when someone just has a body. And we tee-hee-heed, and then that was the end of that. And then from that day on, I truly was like, I'm going to wear sleeveless things. I'm going to show my little tum-tum. I'm going to wear exactly what I want to wear and understand that, like, I'll have bad days, but, like, you'll have more good days than bad days. So, like, truly, it was a real fucking journey.
But, I mean, fucking bless that journey, because you look so good. Your
Thank
makeup,
you.
You, like, look at your nails right now. I'm like, oh, my God, who's doing your nails? Why do your nails look so good?
I go to Pampered Hands on Melrose.
Oh, okay, no, yeah. I literally have one yellow middle finger because I tried on nail polish, but none of the others. But your nails are always great. We met at Little Dom's for dinner that night, and you walked
in. We got to do it again. I was wearing a faux fur coat.
Yes. And you had your head wrapped in like this gorgeous scarf and earrings and glasses, like a different pair of...
Yes, I think I was wearing floral glasses. I was doing a lot. It was a lot of patterns, a lot of mixing, a lot of matching.
Yeah, I mean, you looked unbelievable, and I was like, oh, you've just brought so much fun to everybody's life in this room. You've changed... You've changed just the energy of the room of just like, oh, yeah, right? We're on this earth for how long? And here's somebody who's like just living the fuck up because...
Just trying to live and...
It looked so good.
People don't like it. They can be damned.
Yeah, no.
My mother was a party person. She liked to entertain. She was one of the loudest people, I think, in America. Her laugh, my sister was like, you can hear it from Jupiter. Like, she just... so loud, and I think, and I like really clung to her, and I just liked her energy, and I think I really inherited a lot of her energy. Mm-hmm. She's nicer than I am. she was nicer than I am, but every day is a fucking journey, and I'm trying very hard to be less petty and less catty. And I've been at night trying to say, hello, universe, please let me do a nice thing today.
Oh my God.
Because it's really hard to be a nice person sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. Especially with Instagram. It is so hard.
Yes.
Instagram
really lends itself to looking at people's things and then being like, well, why did they get that? Why do they look like that?
Oh, yeah.
They're very happy. And then you'll read things where people are like, just tearing down the walls of the facade of Instagram, and I'm so sad. And you're like, oh boy,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's an unwinnable app. There's no winning Instagram. It's a tiny horror show for everybody. So, and lately I'm like trying to have compassion rather than like pettiness, mm-hmm. but it's so hard. So like, I like try not to look at it after 9 p.m. now so I don't get into a hole. I call
Smart.
It powering down.
And get into so many holes.
Oh my God. It has improved my life.
Sometimes check in on the curvy wife. She's doing well.
Are they still married?
So well. They're still married.
Okay, good.
They have since moved. They've relocated, I believe, to Arizona. And she has so many followers. And she wears so many outfits. And I think that's how she gets paid, by posting outfits.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, they're doing great. His name's Trip. Her name is like Sassy Red Lipstick. And they're crushing it.
So I know that you're like... You are like, I don't need to get married. I don't necessarily want kids. Like, I know. Mm-hmm. Do you still feel that way? Is that just kind of like not going anywhere? And you're like,
I don't think it's going to go anywhere. People keep telling me it's going to change. I'm trying to write a joke about it right now because everyone's like, when you hit 30, you want a baby. And I see babies and I'm like, ooh, I want them. But I'm like, but what's the way to get a baby? Sex. You're horny. You hit 30 and you are horny. And a baby, the means to a baby is sex. I think we're all just horny and having kids that we shouldn't be having. I think that's what's going on. But I do not want kids. I do not want to not be selfish. I don't want to have to spend my money on something other than myself.
You're your own kid.
I am my own kid, and I spend money like I'm a fucking kid sometimes.
I just thought of this yesterday because I was like, if I don't ever have kids, I'm
going to... Do
you
want kids?
I'm very ambivalent. Like, okay. I say I do, and I say I do, and I say mm-hmm. I do, and then I just, like, keep getting abortions. So I guess I don't.
And I keep getting abortions.
I'm just kidding, listeners. That's just
or a, not. Listen, abortions need to be normalized, and it really bums me out that I'm pro-life in a way where, like, if it's out of the womb and wanted and live it, let's keep it alive. Let's put it on a school lunch program and let's fucking help it if there's no money there. Which is like,
you keep calling it. You like really don't want kids.
Fucking hate kids. But I mean, it's scientific that like a baby's not a baby until it's a baby.
Right.
So
yeah.
It sounds insane. Like I'm not insane, but like I'm for choosing. Like, I don't know what I would do in that situation. Right now, I say I'd probably have an abortion, but maybe I wouldn't. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
I think until you're in the situation.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, which is why it's none of men's business because they'll
really
never be
isn't.
In that situation.
They never, never. Unless a man gets pregnant, they shouldn't have a say.
I mean, pro-choice, obviously. But I think yes. I think I really do want kids. I think I've just been scared. Because of my attachment stuff, like I'm terrified of losing a child.
And that's a thing that needs to be normalized. A lot of women have miscarriages.
Oh, yeah. Miscarriages or stillbirths?
Yes.
Or their kid dies when the kid is little or the kid gets sick.
A 90-day fiancé, spoiler alert, Karini, her baby died in the womb.
Oh, see.
And I don't think they should have aired it. They did air a warning that it might be triggering. But
did it happen while she was filming the show?
Yeah, and they showed the doctor telling her the news. It was, to me, an unnecessary part. I think we could have cut to after, maybe a confessional.
We're not watching that show for that?
Yeah, no, I'm watching the show for the goofy antics.
Yeah.
And I think they thought it was a heartfelt moment, but I was like, I think this is invasive. I do not think that that was right. I don't like that. Also, abortion's illegal in Ireland. And I said to, did you know that?
Wait, didn't they just make it legal?
Oh, did they?
I think they just made it legal.
Well, it was illegal. And I was watching it with my roommate, you know, John Milheiser.
Yeah.
And I said, John, abortion's illegal in Ireland. So if she was in Ireland, she would have to carry that to full term. And then John goes, are you sure about that? And I was like, no. And he's like, Nicole, dead babies don't get bigger. I was like, oh. He was like, did you think that dead babies?
Oh my God.
We just get bigger for 9 months.
It keeps growing, but then it's just born to, oh my God. Oh my God.
And I was like, I guess I'm dumb. I'm the dumbest person that's ever lived.
No, I used to lick post-it notes, like stamps. And they wouldn't stick. And I was like, post-it notes are the worst invention ever because they never fucking stick because I was fucking licking them like stamps.
Oh, man. That makes me so happy.
As an adult. That's like up in the last 10 years.
Maybe one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Oh. I would love to see someone in an office just licking post-its and being like, well, I guess I'll never get that note.
why do Megan's memos always smell like her breath?
Oh,
why, I don't.
Very funny.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another stupid thing I've said. Oh, as an adult, I said on stage, women only have 2 eggs. And I was in a scene with Sasheer and she went, what? And I was like, women only have 2 eggs? And she was like, well, and it was very much like Sasheer and not the character. She's like, describe to me what you think is going on. And I was like, you know, those 2 eggs and then the tubes. And she's like, ovaries. And I was like, uh-oh. And here's my thing. Why didn't we name them differently? Those look like eggs in a woman.
Oh.
Ovaries, the 2 little ovaries look like eggs.
Well, yes.
So why aren't those called eggs and then the little eggs called ovaries?
Wait, what? Nicole, no, it makes so much sense. They're ovaries because they hold ovum. They hold eggs.
What's an ovum?
An egg.
Oh.
It's Latin.
Oh, no. This has been in my heart for so long, and I feel real dumb again.
They're literally egg sacs. They hold
okay, so it does make sense, and my brain doesn't make sense.
It's okay. No.
Oh,
this is where I'm like, oh, I would be a bad teacher because it's almost, cunty voice came out, and I'm like, it's almost
cunty.
Yeah, I'm like, Because
someone should have taught that better in school for me. I had no idea. That's so what? Funny. Does the fallopian tomb hold fallopies? I know so little about my reproductive system, but now I just learned my ovaries are ovums. They hold the eggs.
Yes.
And then the fallopian tube is the highway for the eggs.
100%. Yes.
And then they swim around in your cervix.
Nobody knows that sperm swims. Eggs don't swim.
So what, they float? They float around? They bop? They're just bopping
in there? They travel. They get released once a month from either side.
Mm-hmm. And this is not my period.
When they're released, it's ovulation.
Whoa.
The ovulation cycle. And then they travel down to the fallopian tube. Mm-hmm. And they sit in the uterus hoping just for like a mere 3 days. Mm-hmm. Please, cummy. Come and get me, cummy.
Please come. Come to me.
And if there's no cummies.
Then there's a period.
Then the period comes, yeah.
Oh, boy. listeners, you just learned. Or you just listened in real time as I learned about periods. How gross. I'm 32 or 33. I don't know. I celebrated my 40th birthday this year because I don't care about age anymore.
Oh, my God.
And we made a banner. And guess what? You can't just hang that up at Dave and Buster's. They get mad. Yeah, I can't believe I just learned about periods.
That's amazing. I also.
40-year-old woman.
I did have, like, nervousness that I wasn't describing it correctly.
I think
as
you
I was
did?
Telling you, I was like, wait, is this right? But I think I.
Marissa,
I think
is that correct?
Yeah.
A room of three women, and we're like, oh, no.
I mean, can I ask you something so hugely personal?
Yes.
So, like, you have, like, a lot of sex.
Yes. I used to have a lot of sex, and then about a year and a half ago, it really stopped.
But deliberately? Like, you were like, I'm going to stop, or you were just like.
So, I had, like, an on and off thing with this person for, like, 3 years, and then when we were off, I would have sexual partners. And then when that ended, I was, like, kind of, like, really upset.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't end well or bad. It was just, like, this middling thing that had happened. Ugh. And I guess my, like, juju or my confidence with men kind of went with that. And then I was like, ugh, so now I'm working and I'm on these apps and I don't really have time for this. And because it's, like, in order to have sex with someone, you have to meet them or, like, invite them into your home.
Well, you could also just cyber, but
I'm like
you almost don't have to meet them or invite them into your home. But, yeah, sexting and
no.
FaceTime sex.
No,
I know. I'm not into it either.
But. I can't do that. You got to come in me. Just kidding. You got to wear a condom if you're going to come in me, which is not like coming in someone. Anyway, so then I kind of stopped having a lot of sex. And then I don't love to go to men's houses. I like to have the power so I can be like, you go, you leave, get out of my space.
That's so interesting because I would think, like, I don't want the men in my space because then they're, like, fucking up my, like, the energy in my sacred home.
Well, then I bought my house and then I was like, no, no, no.
Okay.
And then I've since had two people over. One was very bad. He was wild and blacked out. And then I was like, oh, no, so I don't have anyone over. I have to go to your place.
Outcall only. Got it.
yes. Outcall only. And if you don't know what that means, read a book.
Says the woman who just learned about periods.
Oh, touche. So, yeah, like a year and a half ago, I stopped having a lot of sex, which was a bummer because I'm truly horny.
Yeah.
Morning, noon, and night.
Oh, I get
it. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I want to eat a dick or a butt.
Wait, do you do that?
Of course I eat butt.
You eat men's ass?
Of course I do. I'll look first to see if it's, like, clean.
See,
and then
okay.
Once you do it once, they'll, like, clean it for you.
Oh,
or, like, they'll, like, make sure it's clean.
See, I have no problems receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I mean, I get it. It's just, like.
I like it.
I love that the body is just a buffet. I really do. But I don't want to cook.
Skin
I like
buffet.
I don't want to do the work for the buffet. I like to. That's a lot of work. I mean, I don't want it. I've never eaten ass. I'm not judging it, but I'm like, wow, that's...
Sure, you can judge all you want.
Yeah.
I met you in a full fur coat and a scarf and colorful glasses. I don't care.
That's a rare treat if a woman eats ass. Maybe I'm wrong. I do. Maybe it's a new generation.
I'll eat your butt. I'll play with your taint. I'll tickle your balls. I will just do the whole full service oil change down
there. Now, does that... It's erotic for you? It turns you on to do it?
I like pleasing somebody. Okay. I'm a pleaser. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's hot. Okay.
Although if I really like a man, I get nervous about pleasing them, which is a very weird thing, where I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing this right, and I just want you to like me. Am I doing this? Is it right?
Well, so
if I don't care about you, I'll just do what I do. And I know that it's going to please you.
Because it's just sex stuff.
Yes.
It's not actual emotional.
If there's emotion attached to it and then I'm going to see you again, then, like, I want to make sure that it was good. And but then also, like, it does make sex, I think, better because I'll ask questions. If I'm just going to fuck you one time, yeah, I'm not talking to you.
Have you ever gone towards the taint or the asshole and a guy has balked and been like, no, thank you?
Yes. I slept with this one guy where I was heading down there, and he was like, not for me. But I'll tell you something. He was not for me.
Yeah.
He, when he ate me out, kicked his feet, and what? In my halt. In my old bedroom, there's a big mirror on my closet. And my eyes were closed, and I was like, oh, this feels good. And then I opened them, and his feet were off the bed, and he was kicking them.
Oh,
just,
God.
Like, a slight, like, quiver of a kick. And I almost started laughing the hardest I've ever laughed while someone was eating me out. But then I was just like, you don't have to. Is this okay for you? And he was like, yeah, is it okay for you? And I was like, yes. And then he, like, went back down, and then... The feet just kept going.
No, that's crazy. He's like, oh, my God. That is so wild.
It was the most disconcerting thing I'd ever seen. I was like, oh, no.
That's so wild. Oh, my God. That is so funny. That is so funny.
It was very, very silly. And then I had a real slutty phase where I was just like on the app, swiping. It's when I was in my apartment. I didn't really care who, because I figured I was like, I want the control to, like, kick you out. Also, John is home sometimes, or I can call him to be like, come home, get this person out, whatever.
Oh.
Also, it's an apartment, so I don't really care if you know where I live. There's so many doors.
Right,
which
right,
one's
right.
The right one?
That's your security system in that apartment? You think that they're going to get confused by the doors?
Yes. They'll be like, I know it was one of these doors, but which one? I'll never know. This guy... came over, and so, like, I slept with him, and it was, like, fine. And then our friend Veronica was like, I'm going to a strip club. Come. So I said, okay. So I went to a strip club, and then we got a lap dance together, and I was like, this is a real interesting step in our friendship.
Oh, you and Veronica, not you and
yes.
The guy.
Okay. No, not the guy. He left. Veronica and I go to a strip club, Cheetahs, get a dual lap dance. And then I, like, got home, and this guy had messaged me. He's like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, ooh, still horned up. Come on over. So I was like, Nicole, in one day you fucked two men and got a friend left in?
I had a slutty summer. I had a slutty summer where I was dating two guys, and there was an overlap. And that's the kind of day that will get you a UTI and a yeast infection. I'll tell you what. I don't get them, but that summer I was like, oh, yeah.
It is interesting that your vagina is truly like, I'm looking out for you, girl.
Oh, yeah.
This is too much, okay?
Yeah, she was my vagina. She's a she. Mm-hmm. She was like, we're not doing this.
No, we can't do this.
But it did. It's funny. It makes you feel like a stud.
It does. And I understand why men like to fuck multiple people, because you're like, I'm the queen of everything.
Yes. Yes.
People are coming all around me and I'm doing it.
I call it the dicknado, when you're like at the center of this like dick storm and all the dicks want to talk to you and hang with you. And it's like, I'm at the center of my dicknado.
I fucking love that. I just went to the gynecologist. Do you have a male or female gynecologist?
Female.
I went to a male one because he was the only one open on Saturdays.
I find them suspicious. Can't help it.
Well, it is
I just
a little
do.
Weird. Mm-hmm. But then on his Yelp page, the first sentence is, I am a male gynecologist. And I was like, good. He's not trying to trick nobody. And then I didn't know, because I've only gone to female gynecologists, that a woman, I think, has to be in the room at all. Like, when
with the man?
Yes.
I hope so. I think that's good.
I think it's good, too. I don't know if it's, like, a hard rule, but it did make me feel more comfortable, even though she looked at the ceiling the whole time, and I was like, well, if he's doing something bad, you're not looking.
Also, that is so rejecting, like, just look at
yeah,
me.
Yeah, look at my... Look me in the eyes as this man roots around in
Hold
me.
Hold my hand, look me in the eye, pet my head.
But also, I'm like... What kind of man gets into gynecology
this is what I'm
to,
saying.
Like, lick sick pussies?
Like, yeah, or, like, this is what I'm saying.
That's so gross.
It's, first of all, it's just not erotic.
No.
So maybe they're, like, okay, interested, and that's, like, the feel. But I'm just, like, rooting around in a pussy for medical reasons.
Yes.
Like, I understand, like, the sisterhood of wanting to do that. Like, you're dealing with, like... maternity, or you're dealing with just, like, vaginal health, or you're having, like, difficult conversations. Mm-hmm. But a guy who's, like... Whoa, we gotta. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's very weird. Someone brought up, I can't remember who it was, but they were like, don't you think it's weird that Bill Cosby chose to be a gynecologist on his show? And I was like, that is nuts.
Everybody, all these abusers have a tell.
They all leave breadcrumbs. Mm-hmm. It's really crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That he was like, I'm a gynecologist, which means I can write prescriptions for certain medicines or whatever and, like, do whatever. Like, that's crazy. And Louis C.K., you better believe I got my little hands on I Love You, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
And it is nuts that he has this girl, Chloe whatever, running around just going, I love you, Daddy. And the way she does it is vaguely sexual. And also, he says the N-word in under 10 minutes. And I was like, I wonder if that was a conscious choice where he was like, let's see if I can knock this out before 10 minutes into the movie.
He's not, yeah.
He's back, baby. You better believe he did back-to-back sets at the Cellar.
You know what's really funny when people defend him? Like, because I have female friends who are like, but he's really funny. Like, I don't know
but
if what he did was so bad. And I was like, first of all, do we need to laugh that hard? Like, that you can't get rid of this fucking destroyer of women's worlds? Mm-hmm. You need to laugh that hard? Like, his jokes are so on point. Like, there's not a million other people who are just as funny.
Just as fucking funny.
Like, I don't understand this, like, need to be like, but they're funny. I'm like, no, this is patriarchy and protecting white men and patriarchy.
Crazy, like, to me, because I wasn't at the show. This is hearsay. But one of the jokes that he told when he made his grand return was boyfriend shirts for his kid, and then went into a run about how he was like, well, why is it a boyfriend shirt? Is there some dude fucking my kid? I think his kid is 9 or like 10. She's not a teenager. I know that. And I was like, so, like, you think it's okay to show your dick to women who didn't want it, even though you asked, can I show you my dick? And they said yes, because you're in a powerful position. You think it's okay now to joke about sex?
Sexualizing your 9-year-old kid. Yeah.
Like, you are a piece of shit, and I do think you need to go away. I think had he gone away, my money was on, he'd go away for a full year, come back, drop a special, self-release it the way he's been doing things, and it was an hour about Me Too, sexual assault, and the things he had done. In, like, a way that he understands why it's wrong. But then I was like, oh, I guess I gave him too much fucking credit.
Do you remember his apology?
Yeah. He's like, I'm a hero to many.
It was not an apology. So that expectation that he was going to somehow be reformed. And people are like, why the female rage? I don't understand why women are so angry.
Because that whole Kavanaugh thing, I mean, not to truly get into it, but how triggering. How triggering to have to watch that woman stay calm, cool, and collected while this man loses his mind and no one calls him, like, the only people calling him hysterical and unprofessional are women.
Oh, He was so clearly an abuser, narcissist.
Yes,
gaslighting. It was so any woman who's been in a relationship with an abuser were like, that's abuse. Uh-huh. That's gaslighting. Like, holy fucking.
Yes.
Also, he's clearly still an alcoholic.
Yes.
He's like, even if he's like a dry drunk, like, I was like, is he
drunk
right now? They're maybe
they,
not.
They leave the beer out till it gets hard and then they eat it.
I hate you, Nicole Byer. I've always hated you.
But what's a dry drunk?
It's where maybe they're not drinking, mm-hmm. but their alcoholism is still emotional. Like, oh. So let's say they're not, they're still alcoholics mm-hmm. in their rage, in their abuse, in their, but they're not imbibing, but they're not, they haven't done any of the work to be mm-hmm. a sober, emotionally sober person.
Interesting.
That's so they're still abusive.
So you're yeah. teaching me so much.
I'm like in so much recovery right now mm-hmm. that like I'm learning a lot too.
But it was very curious. And then when Trump, truly sorry for getting a little political, but like it's been on my mind and it's been so upsetting when Trump made fun of her and was like, I had one beer. I can't remember this. I can't remember that. I'm like, you're literally describing date rape.
Oh,
you were
yeah.
literally describing drugging you're literally co-signing her story by doing that.
Yes. Well, we are being, I mean, we're being gaslit by the entire administration. This entire administration is pathological abusers.
Yeah.
Our president is a pathological abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And we're meant to be like, people are like, but my 401k is good. So that's supposed to be okay.
Yeah. It's honestly, I feel insane. I would say 99% of the time right now. And then what's her name? Susan Collins, who was like, I'm pushing to vote for it. But that just means she's pushing for the vote, which means she could vote no later.
She has, but in the past, I read today that she's voted what she said she would vote. Like, so if she's voted, she's a fucking, we all know she's a white woman who gets advantages from making the patriarchy stay yes. powerful. So, of course, why would she vote a different way? 53% of women voted, white women
Here's
voted for Trump.
Here's the weirdest thing. Why do we have lifetime appointments to any part of our government? People get old. I love Ruth, but she's old.
Oh, my God. She better stay fucking alive. I'm gonna.
She has to stay alive. To,
We have to weekend at Bernie's Ruth.
I was just
Ruth.
About to say that.
We have to weekend
if
at Bernie's Ruth.
Away, someone better make her just a little puppet.
Alana Kagan are just like holding her up, making her.
But it's just everything is so wild to me. Oh, wait. I need to ask you. Megan, would you date me?
Oh, my God. Nicole, I'm trying every day.
Oh.
Like, I want to spend so much time with you. I would let you eat my ass, by the way.
Thank you. I'm good at it.
I'm halfway through laser.
Long licks.
Oh, my God. I'm halfway through laser therapy, so pretty soon I'm going to be...
laser therapy?
Full, laser hair removal.
You're going to get rid of your pussy hair, too?
I'm getting rid of almost everything.
But why the pussy hair?
Well, like,
you don't, is this a personal preference?
This is a personal preference because I live in LA now and people have pool parties.
Mm.
And I'm now old enough that I've been like, I don't have to keep shaving or waxing. Like, I could just, all of my friends got laser hair removal and they're like, it's so easy and it's like, and they're so smooth.
Here's and like, the nice thing about being fat, a fupa will cover all that pussy hair.
You know, it's funny because my vagina is so tiny. It's like the size of a tiny little thimble, but the pussy hair is everywhere.
Oh, there you go.
No, I'm kidding.
Big old bush with a little thimble in it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm just so tired of dealing with shaving it or waxing it.
Fair. Next time we go out, I'm going to make you play a fun game. I only do it in public where I make people draw a picture of their pussy.
Oh,
it's my favorite thing
That's
to do.
An incredible
because
game.
They're so different.
Oh, it's like snowflakes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pussies are snowflakes. Megan, do you have anything that you want to promote?
I guess right now I would just promote my Twitter and Instagram because that's where I promote everything that I have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just those are sort of my website. So at Megan Neuringer for both. And that's where I put all my dates and things when I'm going to be on things.
Perfect. And if you have a chance to see Megan live, you should do it because she's just the funniest. And if you like this episode of my podcast, please rate it 5 stars on iTunes. And if you send me something dirty, I will read it. So Lily Fluffbottom wrote to me, "Hello, Ms. Byer. I am deeply intrigued by the taste, smell, and texture of your vagina. So if you know, let me know. Peach emoji, peach emoji. This is troubling. How you smell it and taste of my pussy and I don't know you? Do you live in my house and are you a ghost? Okay, bye-bye."
This has been a Team Coco production.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.